It's lunchtime at St. Margaret's House in South Bend. On the menu, barbecue pulled pork sandwiches and baked beans.
There is pie in here.
Oh, yeah, take the bread.
Okay.
Which one?
Women walk past tables of food, fruit, pretzel bread, and even whole pies. But they make sure not to touch the food. Some have a hard time remembering that new rule.
And then we ask not for you to touch.
St. Margaret's House provides meals to women and children struggling with poverty. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, people would gather inside to eat their meals together. That's all changed now. St. Margaret's serves food outside in a takeout style to avoid spreading the virus. Linda Gamage has been struggling with poverty for many years. She says if charities like St. Margaret's House closed its doors completely, she would have a hard time finding food, especially now.
Juice is a luxury. Milk is needed. We're very, very grateful. We are so grateful that St. Margaret's is open.
St. Margaret's has juice, milk, and other food that Gamage needs to feed her children, who are now home 24/7 since schools closed. Samantha Peck is the kitchen manager at St. Margaret's. She says food should be the last thing someone needs to worry about during a crisis.
We're also recognizing that people we serve are really most vulnerable, so we really need to focus on staying open, staying like able to perform at least nutrition. At this time, nutrition is so important. Like, getting a good meal in could boost somebody's immune system just that little bit extra.
Staying healthy during this time is something that concerns practically everyone, including Teresa Anderson. She has a compromised immune system.
Are you scared?
I'm terrified. I'm out of masks currently. I've decided not to buy a two-week bus pass they usually buy, and I'm not supposed to be doing certain things, but I am walking to and from St. Margaret's.
Anderson and roughly 60 other women still make it to St. Margaret's House each day to get a hot meal, even during the pandemic. Kathy Schneider is the executive director of St. Margaret's House. She says they'll work to keep providing meals for as long as possible.
We're not sure how long we can do this. If one of us comes down with this, I'm sure we'll all have to self-quarantine. But as long as we can stay healthy, we're going to try to keep our doors open.
Schneider recognized the challenges everyone is facing right now, but says people struggling with poverty and homelessness are facing those challenges tenfold.
When they say to quarantine, shelter in place, they have no place to shelter. And that's the problem.
Schneider is right. Recommended practices for slowing the spread of COVID-19 are to stay at home and social distance. But that's not possible for someone who has nowhere to go. Schneider says this makes it hard to contain the virus.
We have this mobile group of people who could become infected at any time. And they're kind of moving together. And so that makes them very vulnerable. A lot of those people have underlying health issues already. For them, catching this virus is very dangerous.
Schneider suggested a solution. Have one place for the homeless to go for all their needs and one place where they can self-quarantine if they get sick. South Bend Mayor James Mueller is discussing this idea with City Council.
We are exploring with homeless service providers the ability to separate those who come down with the coronavirus and those who don't to make sure that it doesn't spread throughout the community.
The entire community is feeling the effects of COVID-19, and officials are trying to come up with the best solutions. Schneider says until then, St. Margaret's House will keep serving meals. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.